please. We will continue study the book of Zechariah.
第二页,
Zechariah.
讲义的第二页,
the second page, second.
本书的大纲,
and the themes, the outlines of the book.
撒迦利亚书第一章到第八章是有关于重建圣殿。
Zechariah chapter 1 to 8 is regarding the return and rebuilding of the temple.
第一章一节到六节是劝勉。
And verse 1 to verse 6 is about encouragement.
第一章第七节到第六章是八个意象。
And chapter 1 from verse 7 to chapter is about the 8 visions.
然后六章九节到十五节。
And chapter 6 verse 9 to 15.
是约书亚加冠冕的预表。
And the crowning of Joshua the high priest.
七章到八章,
chapter 7 and 8.
是以色列民悖逆的后果与复兴的指望。
And the rebellions and the hopes of resurrections.
那九章到十四章有关基督的降临与国度的实现。
Chapter 9 through 14 is of the events of Messiah and the realizations of the God's kingdom.
那这样我们就有一个很清楚的一个分段的概念。
This is the outline of how we break up into sections.
让我们能够了解到底整本书在讲什么。
And this will give us an idea of the writings of the book of Zechariah.
那我们先来进入属灵的教训。
And now we go into the spiritual teachings, page 8.
在第一节到第六节,
from verse 1 through verse 6.
主要是在第三节。
And the highlight is in verse 3.
我们看撒迦利亚书第一章第三节。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3.
所以你要对以色列人说，万军的神如此说：你们要转向我，我就转向你们。这是万军的神说的。
Therefore say thou unto me, and thus says the Lord of hosts, turn you unto me, and says the Lord of hosts, I will turn unto you, and says the Lord of hosts.
这个地方最少有两次说这是万军的神说的。
And here there is two times the phrase Lord of hosts say.
那两次提到就是表示要加强这一句话非常重要。
And it mentioned twice to intensify the importance of this phrase.
到底是什么话？
What is that phrase?
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
And that important phrase is turn you unto me and I will turn to you.
这个是先知书的一个非常重要的讯息。
And this is the important message of this book.
就是人要回转向神，神就回转向人。
As long as man turns to God, God will return to man.
那我们要很深入来看这一句话的意思。
And let us study in detail the meaning of this verse.
首先我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
说不要效法你们的列祖，从前先知呼叫他们说， 万军的神如此说，你们要回头离开你们的恶道，他们却不听也不顺从。
Verse 4, be you not as your father, unto whom the prophet, the former prophets have cried, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, turn you from your evil ways and from your evil doings, but they did not hear, not hearken unto me, say the Lord.
先知书有一贯的主题，就是呼叫以色列百姓回头归向神。
And there is one theme in this book is that the Lord called the Israelites to return to him.
因为在生命记里面，神告诉摩西。
In the book of Deuteronomy, God told Moses,
神已经预知以色列百姓进到迦南地，等他的生活舒服以后， 他们就会忘记神。
And God already knew that, foreknew that once their life is comfortable in the land, that they will forget about God.
我们现在一直希望一直在提高我们的物质生活水准。
And today we live in a much higher livelihood.
如果从生命记来看，生活水准提高，很容易忘记神。
And from the book of Deuteronomy, as we live a more luxurious life, we will forget God easier.
因为当你身体健康、事业顺利、什么都没有缺乏的时候，请问你跪下去，你要祷告什么？
As we have good lifestyles and good livelihood and good careers, when we kneel down, what will be our contents of prayer?
那我们再看，我们现在圣工最发达的地方是在中国大陆。
And today, if we examine that the most prosperous sacred works is in China.
还有在非洲。
And in Africa.
说这物质生活水准，这不是很高的地方。
and they live in a very low, low life.
当然，中国大陆现在沿海地区也开始生活水准在提高。
By the eastern coast of the China, that their life are getting much better today.
因为当人的物质生活水准比较低的时候，我们人比较容易专心在属灵的事情上。
As our material lifestyles are less demanding, we can more focus upon God.
生活水准一提高，很多这个物质的东西会占住你的心，还有你变成越来越忙。
As the materialistic occupy our heart, we will become more occupied and we become less concerned to God.
那信仰是需要心，需要时间。
And our faith relies upon our time and upon our heart.
当我们的心被世界占领，当我们的时间变成越来越少，我们信仰很自然就往下滑。
As our heart is being taken over by the walls and our time is less to ourselves, then we slacken down.
所以，生命记里面神就说，他们开始盖房子居住，这生活开始舒服以后，他们就会忘记。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, it says that when they live a better, prosperous life, they will begin to depart from God.
所以整个先知书的讯息就是回头吧。
And so the entire book of this prophet is to say, return to them.
那既然以色列百姓不回头，
since the Israelites declined to return to God,
神很爱他们。
God loved them very much.
那要叫他们回头，用最后一个方法。
And God used the last resort to call them back.
就是允许外族来攻打他们。
God permits the foreigner to attack them.
这是不得已的。
And this is unavoidable.
所以在先知书里面，神说以色列百姓受苦，神也受苦。
And so the book of prophecy says that when the children of God suffer, God suffer also.
有哪一个孩子受苦，父母不受苦呢？
Which parents will not suffer when their children suffer?
神就是父。
God is the Father.
以色列民就是他的百姓。
The Israelites are His chosen people.
所以以色列民受苦，神也很痛苦。
So when the Israelites suffer, God is in pain also.
为什么神要叫他们痛苦？
And why does God want them to suffer?
因为只有他们在痛苦当中，他们无路可走，他们才会抬头望神，
and
才会回转。
And when they are hitting a brick walls, then they will return back to God.
所以不是神没有给他们机会回头。
It's not that God doesn't give them opportunity for them to return back.
是因为他们不愿意回头，所以他们才被掳。
And the Israelites were taken captives because they refused to return to God.
所以第四节说，你们离开恶道恶行吧，他们不听也不顺从。
So verse 4 says that they turn away from evils and they do not listen.
那恶道恶行是什么？
And what are the evil ways?
如果我们从先知书里面看到一个很重要，就是拜偶像。
And one of the evil ways on the book of prophets are idol worshipping.
那当时的偶像就是外邦人所拜，好像巴利，在以利亚时代。
And one of the example of idol worshipping is worshipping Baals.
那巴利啊，这个拜巴利有一个意思就是昌盛 prosperity.
And worshipping Baals means to worship the prosperity.
那今天我们没有有形的偶像。
Today we do not have the tangible, visible idols.
但是仔细看，整个世界离开教会以后，整个世界这个头脑里面最重要不是 prosperity 吗？就是昌盛、成功、繁荣。
And if we live a step outside of church, everything that occupies us in our mind is the prosperities of a luxurious life of our ways.
那我们住在这个环境里面如果信仰不是抓得很准确，很容易一下就被影响。
And if we're living in this world without having focus upon our intentions, then we will be easily influenced.
影响到最后，我们人生最重要就是要繁荣，要昌盛。
And if we will be, our ultimate objective is that we want to live a prosperous life.
那我们心里面这个最重要，那个就是偶像了。
And what is important in our mind at that point it becomes an idol.
所以先知呼叫他们说：“回头吧，离开恶道恶行。”
And so the prophet encouraged them to return back from to return to God and depart from evil ways.
第五节,
verse 5. Your fathers, who were, where are they? And the prophets, and do they live forever?
这里到撒迦利亚书的时候就说，你们列祖在哪里呢？那先知在哪里呢？
And verse 5, and this prophet says that where's your father? Where's the prophets?
到最后都过去了。
They all pass away.
所以我们在世不长久。
We live very short span on this world.
在我们活着的时候，要回头来寻找神。
We are still living. Let us return back to God and find Him.
那我们现在回来看我们的讲义。
Let's return back to our page 9.
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
You turn to me, and I return to you.
到底这一句话代表什么？
What does this verse tells us?
这是很重要的一句话。
This verse is very important for us.
第一个，神跟人的关系是互动的。
A, the relationship between man and God is interactive.
你们转向我，就是我们要先有一个改变。
To return to him, which means that firstly we need a change.
那我就转向你，神对我们的态度就改变。
God's attitude towards us, he will change his attitude.
那这句话也告诉说，神现在在等待。
This verse also tells us that God is waiting for us.
神在等待我们有一个改变。
God is waiting for us to make a change.
那接下去就是等待我们愿意不愿意改变。
And the next step is God is waiting for us. Are we willing to change?
那如果我们转回向神，神也转回向我们，那我们跟神的关系就重新建立，就更加亲密。
If we return back to God, God returns to us, then we have established this close relationship.
那如果以色列百姓转离向神，得罪神，那神因为他们的罪也不看他们，那这个就背道而驰，这个关系就破裂了。
And if the people rebels against God, go one's way, and God goes the other way, then you will have a breakage.
所以如果人对神没有体验，
and if man doesn't have experience of God,
或者我们对神的体验减少，
and or if we have slackened behind in the graces of God,
问题不在神，
and the issue is not God.
所以不要检讨神不公义，神不公平。
We should not examine why God is injustice that he is unfaithful for us.
神没有问题。
The question is not on God's doing.
神是完全的。
God is perfect.
如果我们信仰没有体验或者体验越来越少，
if our faith does not feel that God exists or we do not feel God exists at all,
这是因为神没有回转向我们。
It's because God did not return back to us.
为什么神没有回转向我们？
Why doesn't God return to us?
因为我们没有回转向神。
Because we did not return to God.
所以这个关系是互动的，神跟人的关系是互动的。
This is an interactive relationship.
所以这个关系是活的。
And this relationship is dynamic.
不是死的。
It's not dead.
既然是活的，
since it's a dynamic one,
所以随时都可能改变。
So this relationship will change every time.
所以你看啊，信仰好的人，他不一定一辈子都好。
And one that has a very fervent faith, it will not continue forever.
信仰不好的，也不一定一辈子都不好。
Even we have a beginning with a slackened faith, it will not continue on with a weak faith.
所以主耶稣才有说，在后的要在前，在前的要在后。
So therefore, Jesus says that the last will be the first, the first will be the last.
如果我们回转向神，开始追求，我们就跑在前面，就跟神很亲近。
And if we return back to God, we will be walking very closely to God.
但是如果我们开始心里离开了神，我们就退后了。
And if we left God, then we will be all the way behind.
我们跟神的关系就越来越疏远。
And then the relation, the gap between God and us is very wide.
我们看第一点。
1A1.
以色列民流散在外邦，是因为他们背逆神。
And the Israelites were in the foreign land is because they rebelled against God.
所以神不干顾他们，他们就被外族掳去了。
They were taken captive by the foreigner.
我们看第七章。
Chapter 7.
第七章的第八节。
Chapter 7, verse 8, Zechariah.
神又对临到撒加利亚说，第九节，万军的神仍对你们列祖说，你们要按治理判断个人以慈爱怜悯对弟兄。第十节，不可欺压寡妇孤儿寄居的和贫穷人，谁都不可以心里谋害弟兄。这里神呼叫以色列百姓要改变，这个改变就是回转。
And God called the people to change, and that change is to return.
怎么改变？
How to change?
要用怜悯跟公义来对待你周围的人。
And to show mercy and compassion to everyone around you.
所以他们欺压孤儿寡妇寄居贫穷。
They oppress the widows, the fatherless and the strangers.
这是公义的神所不能接受的。
And this will not be accepted by the justice God.
因为这是以色列民的不公义。
And this is the injustice of the Israelites.
他没有用爱心来对待这些人。
The Israelites did not use love to tender upon others.
十一节，他们却不听从，扭转肩头，塞耳不听。十二节，使心硬如金刚石，不听律法和万军之神，用灵借着从前先知所说的话，所以以色列百姓不愿意听。
The Israelites refused to listen to God.
为什么？
household.
心硬如金刚石。
And their heart is as hard as a adamant stone.
所以人不愿意回转，最根本的原因是硬心。
And men refuse to return back to God is because of our very stony heart.
有时候是因为我们不知道，我们不知道我们这样做不对。
Sometimes it's because we do not have knowledge that our doing is not correct.
我们不知道这样的生活方式是不合神的旨意。
We do not understand that our livelihood is not what pleases God.
但是有时候我们知道也不改。
And sometimes we did know it, yet we refuse to change.
因为我们怕付出代价。
Because we fear that we will pay a price.
因为我们硬心。
Because we have a very stone, very stubborn heart.
所以不一定知道道理啊，生活就会改变了。
Doesn't mean that we know all the teachings of the Bible, then our lifestyle would change.
这段话，先知告诉他们，他们不听。
And the Bible exhort them, and yet they refuse to listen.
13节。
Verse 13.
万军的神说：“我曾呼求他们，他们不听；将来呼求，我也不听。”我以14节。
14.
我以旋风吹散他们，到素不认识的。万国中，这样地就荒凉，甚至无人经过，因为他们是美好之地荒凉了。这个地方说，将来他们受苦我也不听他们。
Here, these verses tell us that even though when they suffer, in they are in sufferings, God will not listen to them.
这个就表示说，在一定的期间里面呢，在刚刚受苦的时候，神不听，要让他们在受苦当中。来了解他们过去不听从神所称的结果是怎样。
Initially, God refused to listen to them, and God persists on and continue on that. With their unreturning to God, they will suffer more.
但是我们看那个最后一节最后一句话。
Let us read verse 14, the last part.
因为他们是美好的地荒凉。
Because they laid the pleasant land desolate.
他们被掳以后，神应许那一块地就荒凉。
And they were taken captive, and that piece of land is desolated.
那这里特别说是他们是美好的地荒凉。
And here it says that for they laid a pleasant land desolate.
因为他们不听神，神让他们被掳，所以这个地荒凉的原因是因为他们不听神，所以叫做他们是美好的地荒凉。
And they do not listen to God, they do not change.And God allowed them to be taken captive, and therefore they say that this pleasant land will become desolated.
原因是他们。
And the reason is because the Israelites.
原因不是神。
The reason is not God's change.
原因也不是巴比伦来打他们的。
And the reason is not because Babylon came and take them captive.
巴比伦只是一个工具。
Babylon is just a tool.
到最后的原因是他们。
And the ultimate reasons is the Israelites.
所以有时候我们在生活当中受一些苦我们如果不是很仔细检讨，我们会一直在埋怨周围的人。
And in our life, sometimes we encounter some difficulties. If we do not examine ourselves, we will complain and murmur with everyone.
像以色列百姓，他也可以埋怨神，埋怨巴比伦，埋怨这个那个。
It's just like these Israelites' footsteps that they complain against Babylon, they complain this and that.
到最后原因是他们自己离开神。
And the ultimate cause is that they left God totally.
到第八章。
Chapter 8.
第八章14节。
Verse 14.
万军的神如此说，你们惹我的列祖发怒的时候，我怎样定义降祸不后悔。是以色列百姓惹神发怒。
And God, the Israelites make God become angry.
所以我就定义降祸不后悔。
And that I will cause the wrath and I will not regret.
所以他们离开神，神离开他们就受苦。
And they left God, God left them, the Israelites suffered.
所以有时候我们遇到一些信徒离开主很久，后来再犯了很多罪再回来。
And we see that some members, they left God for a long time, they commit some transgressions and return back.
这真的有实例啊。
And these are real examples.
我们就问他说，你怎么会犯这么严重的罪？
And I sometimes have a conversation, how come you commit such a stiff transgressions?
那你从小你家人都信主啊，也带你来宗教教育也受洗啊。
You were religious education taught since young, your parents helped you.
就是在青少年啊。对父母一直反抗。
And while they are in the teenage age, they rebel and they go against their parents.
我就是不听，你能够把我怎么办？
And I just do not like to listen to you. What can you do to me?
就像以色列百姓一样。
just like the ways that Israelite did.
那父母对子女的教导其实都是出于爱，从圣经来的。
The love and the teaching of the parents is just come up from the love and from the Bible.
那这个信徒既然不听，就往世界一直去啊。
And since that these teenagers doesn't listen to the Bibles, they walk the way of the world.
犯很多罪。
They commit a lot of transgressions.
没路可走。
And they come to a brick wall.
再回头。
And return back.
回头祷告，痛哭悔改，神又给他圣灵。
They regretted the remorse. They pray and God forgive them.
为什么会受这么多苦？
And why does this person need to suffer so great pain?
到最后原因还是出于自己。
And the ultimate reasons is they themselves.
不愿意顺从神。
They refuse to obey God.
好像以色列百姓啊，惹神发怒就受祸。
And just like how that Israelite provoked God to become angry and they reap the consequences.
第八章十五节
verse 15.
现在我照样定义施恩与耶路撒冷和犹大家，你们不要惧怕。十六节
16.
你们当所行的道是这样，个人向邻舍说诚实的话，在城门口按治理判断人，使人和睦。十七节
17.
谁都不可以心害邻舍，也不可以说不可以喜爱假事，因为这些事都我所恨恶的，这是神说的。所以这个十五节到十七节就是说，你们要改变。
Verse 15 through 17 encouraged the Israelites to change.
你们要改变，你们就会得福。
You change, you will be blessed.
好，所以十六节说，你们当行的道是这样。
And verse 16 says that this is the way that you should go.
就是你生活要改变。
Your livelihood should change.
照神公义的方式来生活。
To live in the godly way.
与邻舍说诚实话。
And to speak the truth to your neighbor.
不可以骗人。
And do not deceive others.
在城门口要按治理来判断人。
And to perform justice before the gate.
对就对，不对就不对，不可以看外貌来判断人。
We cannot change what is yes and do not.
再来要使人和睦。
And to befriend others.
不可谋害邻舍。
And do not harm the neighbors.
不可起假誓。
And do not accuse.
这些是神恨恶的。
And these are all the deeds that are hate by God.
你如果改变了，
if we change,
那神就会施恩了。
Then God will show grace.
我们看耶利米书二十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 25.
耶利米书二十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 25.
六节。
Verse 5.
说你们个人要回头离开恶道和所行的恶，便可居住在神古时借着你们和你们列祖之地直到永远。这个地方神借着耶利米传警告给以色列百姓。
And here through Prophet Jeremiah, God says a warning.
我们仔细看他怎么传。
Let us see how this warning is said.
第三节。
Verse 3.
从犹大王亚门的儿子约书亚十三年，一直到今天，这二十三年内，常有神的话临到我，我也对你们传说，就是从早上起来传说，只是你们没有听。所以这个讯息讲二十三年。
So this message has been spoken for 23 years.
从早上讲到晚上。
It begins from the morning and continues to the night.
诸位，如果你的父母对你讲一句话讲二十三年，我看到时候你就搬家了。
And to every one of you, if your parents would just would keep repeating for to you 23 years, then probably you move out from the family.
所以有的小孩子要申请学校，越远越好。
And so you see that some of the kids that they apply to school as far as they can to avoid from the family.
其实父母对孩子都是好意啊。
But the treat of the parents to the child is always good.
因为你做不到啊，所以我要告诉你。
And because you are still young and you do not know, therefore the parents
will teach you. 那你做到，我就不需要讲了。
And if you are able to do what is good, then the parents will not need to correct you.
二十三年就是讲第五节。
And for 23 years, the message is in verse 5.
要回头离开恶道所做的恶，你就可以住在这个流奶与蜜应许之地。
Turn away from every evil ways and from doings, and you will live in this land of milk and honey. Milk
那个恶是什么？
What is that evil way?
第六节。
Verse 6.
不可随从别神侍奉敬拜，你手所做的惹我发怒。
And that evil ways is to worship other gods or make God that have been created by the hand.
第七节。
Verse 7.
然而你们竟然不听，就是不愿意回转。
And they refuse to listen. They refuse to return.
那竟以手所做的惹我发怒，陷害自己。
And what everything that is created by them hands, and that they hurt and provoke God.
哦，所以到底是谁害以色列百姓
？And who indeed harms the Israelites？
是他们害他们自己。
It is they themselves that hurt themselves.
因为先知讲了23年不听，那23年不听怎么办？
The prophets has already reminded them for the last 23 years, and they do not listen. What can they do?
所以第八节开始就是被掳70年的预言。
And so verse 8 onwards is the history of the 70 years of captivity.
不听的结果就是被掳70年受苦。
And because they refuse to listen, they suffer for 70 years in captivities.
所以第十节。
Verse 10.
欢乐快乐的声音，新郎新妇的声音，推磨的声音，灯的亮光从地上止息，没有快乐了。
They lost the joy.
十一节。
Verse 11.
全地要荒凉，令人惊骇。
And the whole land will be desolated and astonished.
要服侍巴比伦王70年。
And they will serve the Babylonians for 70 years.
所以人跟神的关系可以看得很清楚，从这里看出来是互动的。
And so the relationship between God and man is interactive from this passage.
神是有一个 grace period 的，是神是给人有一段那个让你想一想回转啊。
And God granted us a grace period there for us to change.
我们看35章15节。
Jeremiah chapter 35 verse 12.
35章15节。
Excuse me, Jeremiah chapter 35 verse 15.
这相同啊！我从早上起来，差遣我的仆人说：“你们个人离开恶道，改变你们行为，不顺从别的神，就必住在我是你们列祖之地。”只是你们没有听。同样
，The same message is repeat again.
所以这里告诉我们我们如果想将来避免受苦，我们现在要回转向神。
And in the future, if we do not want to suffer the pain, then today we have to return back to God.
如果我们现在受苦，
If we suffer now,
不一定，但是很可能是因为我们以前哪一段时间没有听神。
Probably, maybe that in the previously that we in portion of our time we disrespect God.
所以我们现在受苦。
So therefore, we take the consequences.
但是我们现在要回转向神。
But now we have to return back to God.
我们将来就不会受苦。
Then in the future, we will not suffer.
这个关系是互动的。
This is an interactive relationship.
B.那我们现在来看神要转向我们，到底我们拜的神是什么？我们对神要有认识。
So, if how do we change to God and who is this God?
我们看耶利米书第十章。
Lesson, item B, Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10.
这里说，为耶和华是真神，是活神，是永远的王。
And verse 10, that.God is a living God, true God, and forever.
这个地方告诉我们，神有两个很重要的性质。
And here tells us the two great attributes of God.
第一个，神是真神。
Firstly, the attribute is He is a true God.
因为神是真神，所以神不改变，所以神的话才是值得靠的。
And He is true God; He never changed. Therefore, His word can be trusted.
所以神不像人，人会改变。
God is not like man; that man changes.
但是神不会改变。
God keeps His ways.
所以我们现在在看很多的婚姻破裂，为什么
？Today we see a lot of marriage, broken marriages. What are the reasons?
不是他们结婚的时候没有爱，没有爱怎么会结婚呢
？They married with love.
是因为人会改变。
The reason is because our mind changes.
当人的心里面又没有神
，When in our heart we lost God,
那这个人的爱就是一个变数，会改变。
And the love of man it will change along with it.
所以婚姻变成赌博。
And therefore, marriage becomes a gambling tool.
现在在教会外面很多人没有办法有把握他的婚姻能够维持多久。
Outside of the church, many people were gambling about how long their marriage will last.
因为人不可靠。
Because men are untrustworthy.
但是神是可靠的。
God is trustworthy.
那神是可以预测的。
And God can be predicted.
为什么
？How so?
因为你如果转向他，他就是转向你，这个就是可以表示神可以预测的。
And if you turn to God, God will turn to you. This is predictable.
不像股票。
It's not like the stock.
2001年，我们当中可能有很多人投资股票吧。
In 2001, probably many of us invested in the stock market.
投进去到最后全部掉下来。
And every penny that we invested, we lost everyone.
这个表示不可预测。
This is unpredictable.
你不一定会得到好的收获。
We may not predict what we can reap.
但是神是可预测的。
But God can be predicted.
圣经就告诉你，你如果照这样的生活，你就会得福。
The Bible tells you step by step, if you follow this way and that way, that you will live a prosperous life.
因为它是真的，所以这一句话是真的。
Because God is true, this words, this phrase is true.
这句话是可靠的。
This word is trustworthy.
你如果真的照这样做，你就得福了。
If you follow this step by step, then you will be blessed.
主耶稣对少年财主说，
And when Jesus spoke to this rich young man,
你要变卖所有，
you have to sell everything,
分给穷人，
and to divide and share with all the poor.
那你就有财宝在天上。
Then you will have rewards in heaven.
这个财宝在天上不是股票了。
And this reward in heaven is not the stocks.
你变卖所有分给穷人，到了天上啊，股票已经掉下来了。
And if you sell everything you have, you share with others, and all your stocks would just fallen down.
不是的，
this is not it.
主耶稣讲说，财宝在天上，就是在天上，就是不会改变的，这不会朽污啊，不会玷污，不会衰残。
And when Jesus says that your reward is in heaven, they will not be rusty, they will not be lost.
所以我们一生如果有机会能够行神的道，投资在神的事情上。这个是最稳的，因为神是真的。
In our life, as long as we can invest in God, this is the most secure investment that we can make.
为什么人会有虚空的感觉？
And why does man feel empty?
因为人生像股票。
Because our lifestyle is just like a stock market.
你如果把它切开来看，从二十岁看到六十岁，不错。
And if you cut the lifespan between 20 and 60 years old,
一直上去吧，
这不错。You will see the life start on stepping upwards.
那你如果看退休以后，
if you look at the point from retirement,
就开始往下降了。
Then you will see that you start declining.
降到断气的时候归零。
And then you will start declining until the way that we give our last breath.
人是从零开始，从零结束的。
Our life begins with zero and ends at zero.
所以这个叫做虚空啊。
This is the emptiness.
你怎么拼都没有关系。
No matter how hard we work for it,
你爬再高都没有关系。
No matter how high we can climb,
但是结果一样归零。
And the result is that we end at zero.
所以啊，我们要靠神。
Therefore, we ought to trust God.
神是真的。
God is true.
是的，是可靠的，可以预测的。
And He is reliable, and He can be predicted.
第二个
，Secondly,
神是活的。
God is living.
什么是活的
？What it means living?
活就是有回应。
Living means that it will respond to us.
有的人来到美国以后，回故乡大概就是父母生病了。
And most of the time, after you immigrate to the United States, and when you return to hometown, it's because your parents get sick.
那如果你回去的时候父母还活着，你跟他讲话，他会回应啊。
And if you return and visit your parents and they respond to you, they are still living.
但是如果他已经离世了
，and when they died,
你怎么流眼泪，怎么讲，也没有回应。
No matter how much tears you shed, they will not respond back to you.
神是对人有回应的神。
And God is a God that has a living response to us.
那个回应就是人的体验。
And that response is our experience of God.
那个回应就是我们信仰活泼。
And that response is our dynamic faith.
如果说为什么我的信仰没有体验呢？
And when we ask ourselves, why don't I feel God in with me?
因为可能我们付出不多。
Probably we do not invest more than what we should.
施比受更有福。
Give more is more is better than receive.
你愿意付出，神就给你回应。从你的回应里面，你就有体验。
As long as we are willing to give, God will respond us back, and that response is our feeling. God is with us.
所以我们人有时候在爱神在奉献上有人说这样了，不是很好的 term 说会上瘾。
And it's not a good term that we serve the Lord by saying that we will get addicted to it.
你如果有体验呢，你不会一毛不拔。
And if you have this experience of God with you, you will share with God what you have.
因为你爱神，神有一个回应。
Because you love God, God respond back.
让你更多，让你更有力量去行善。
And God will reward you much more, and that you will able to do good deeds.
所以你就有机会，你就会行善，因为你知道神会回应。
And when you have times that you will share the opportunity with others.
所以这个是我们所拜的神。
This is the God that we worship.
转向他，他就转向你。
We turn to him, he will turn to us.
他是又真又活的神。
He is a living and true God.
那我们接下去就想，那为什么神要回应人？
See, why does God respond to man?
你如果到中国大陆做生意，要关系。
If you invest in China, you must have a good public relationship.
你如果到非洲做生意要钱。
If you invest in Africa, you need to have a lot of money.
没有关系，没有关系，你只要钱，总统府也可以进去。
As long as you have money, you don't need personal relationship. You can even enter the president president office.
你如果在美国要存活要能力。
If you want to live in America, you need to have some type of knowledge and capability.
连黑人也可以当总统，这就是证明。
For example, that even the Afro-Americans can be a president. This is the way of it.
问题在乎，当我们站在神的面前，神怎么会回应我们呢？
When we stand before God, how does God respond to us?
你凭什么跟神拉关系？
What relationship we build with God?
你有多少钱给神？一毛也没有。
How much we give God for this relationship? Nothing.
在神的面前，我们有什么能力？
Before God, what is our capability?
我们看以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
十十五节。
Verse 15.
万民像水桶的一滴，又好像天平上的微尘。这里说我们是水里面的一滴水。
We are just a drop in the bucket.
多一滴也没有多什么。
Just a more, one more drop doesn't mean anything to the volume.
少一滴也没有找什么。
If we stop one drop less, it doesn't
mean anything. 又像天平上的微尘。
It's just a small dust on the balance.
我们在实验室做过那个微，这里空气有很多微尘
We have a lot of dust in this air.
你看不到。
We could not see it without.
如果有一件光很强照进来，你就发现很多微尘。
And if a ray of light shine through, then you will see this air is filled of dust.
我们在神的面前小到有眼睛看不到了。
And in the eyes of God, we are so small that we cannot see ourselves.
那天平的微尘掉下去，那个指针不会动的。
And the dust, when it lands on the balance, it will not make any much weight.
所以我们的存在是没有分量的。
Our existence doesn't mean much to all.
我们再看二十五节。
Same chapter, verse 25.
对不起十七节。
Excuse me, verse 17.
万神在他的面前好像虚无，被他看为不及，虚无乃是虚空。
And nothing, and it counted as nothing, and it's all vanities.
所以这么伟大的神，我们好像微尘。
We are to this great almighty God, we are just a piece of dust.
那为什么我们转向神，神就转向我们呢？
How come when we turn to God, God turn back to us?
有时候你的好朋友，小时候好朋友，现在如果一直升官，升到什么董事长、总经理，你打电话，秘书会过滤的，不一定你可以打到他。
If you have a good buddy since young, and this your buddies of yours has become a CEO of something, to get to him through a telephone, the secretary will have a screen through you.
有时候人爬得越高，一直往下看。他的朋友以前朋友越来越小。
And if one has been all the way up in the corporate ladders and look down on you, you are such a tiny, tiny guy.
那这么高的神，你跪下祷告，神听你，为什么？
And this almighty great God up in heaven, that when you kneel down, God listens to your prayer. Why?
诗篇三十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 36.
诗篇的三十六篇。
Psalms 36.
第五节
，Verse 5，
神啊，你的慈爱上于诸天，你的信实达到穹苍。
Your mercy, O Lord, is in heaven, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the cloud.
这个地方在讲两个很重要，为什么神会理我们
？And these are the two reasons why God tender us.
所以你回转，神会回转向你。
You return back, God return to you.
第一个，神的慈爱上到诸天。
And the mercy of God reached up heaven.
我们知神会回应我们，因为他爱我们。
God respond to us because He loves us.
你看父母看小孩子，不管小孩子生得怎样，能力怎样，不管怎么样，对小孩子都是充满着爱。
Let us take a relationship between parents and a child. No matter how bad and how this capability is this child, God, the parents still love this child.
所以我们向神祷告，一个最基础就是因为神爱我们，所以你才可以向他祷告。神如果不爱我们，你没有办法向他祷告什么。
We pray to God because God loves us. Unless God loves us, our prayer to Him does not mean much to Him.
所以神的慈爱是我们向神建立关系一个最后的一个原因。
And God's love is the last reason that the relationship is built between Him and us.
你不需要知识，你不需要口才，你不需要条件。
We do not need knowledge. We do not need capabilities, or we do not need our eloquence.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
第二个。
Secondly.
神的信实达到穹苍
and his faithfulness reached unto the heaven.
每一句神的话都可能是他对我们的应许
Every word is a promise to us.
我们在领圣餐的时候
When we partake the Holy Communion sacrament,
常常会念哥林多前书十一章
We will often read 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
这是跟我们立约的宝血
This is the blood that is used as a covenant between us.
什么是立约
What does it mean to establish this covenant?
就是你信耶稣接受洗礼
That is when we believe in Jesus and we receive the water baptism.
神跟我们立约。
God make a covenant with us.
立什么约？
What are the covenants?
我们相信他。
We believe in him.
遵守他的道。
We observe his truth.
他就要接受我们做他的儿女。
He will accept us as his children.
享受他国里面的丰富的恩典。
And to receive the great grace in his kingdom.
所以我们来到神面前，为什么神会回应我？因为你心信耶稣受洗的时候，你跟他立约，他是信实的，他会回应他的约。
God responded to us because he is faithful and that we believe in him and he responded to that covenant agreement we made.
所以原因不是因为神，不是因为我们是什么人，是因为神是。慈爱跟信实的。
The reason is not God or because of who we are, but because God is truthful and faithful.
所以我们回转向他，他才会回转向我们。
And so we turn to Him, and He returns back to us.
所以我们这样从先知书这样看起来真的神对人是非常的怜悯的。
And so from the book of prophets, we see that God is so compassionate towards man.
最大的关键是人要改变。
The main reason is that God, man has to change.
所以人跟神的关系最大的困难不是在神。
And the most difficult hurdles is not the undoing of God.
所以有时候我们常常会想，哦，神这么伟大，我祷告他怎么会听呢？
We often have ideas that God is so almighty in our prayer, will he listen to us?
好像我们的祷告不能神不听，是因为他太伟大了。
It seems that God did not listen to our prayer because of His greatness.
但是神已经想，你回转向我，我就回转向你，这个是一个应许。
But God already has said this promise that if we turn to Him, He will return back to us.
所以人跟神的关系最大的困难不是神。
So the greatest hurdles between God and man is not God.
人跟神的关系建立最大的困难是人。
And the relationship between God and man, the greatest hurdles is man.
就是我们愿意不愿意改变。
The question is, does man willing to change?
我们如果改变回转，
if we change and return,
神就改变回转。
God will change and return.
关系就活泼，就亲近了。
And then this relationship become dynamic, and we are close again.
所以一个没有改变的信仰是死的信仰。
So a faith.A belief that doesn't change is dead faith.
我们信耶稣没有改变我们自己，这个信仰是没有体验的。
If we believe in Jesus and we do not change ourselves, our belief doesn't have the experience of God.
没有改变的祷告不容易发生功效。
And an unchanged prayer doesn't bring effectiveness of the prayer.
所以有时候我们常常会想，哎，我祷告就我也很认真祷告，每天花很多时间在祷告。
Sometimes we often ponder that I spend a lot of effort in my prayer.
禁食祷告。
I fasted and prayed.
但是为什么好像没有发生什么功效？
It seems that my prayer is ineffective.
所以我们常常把这个问题打在神的上面。
And sometimes we link this question towards God.
不是祷告本身有问题。
It's not the prayer effort that we've made.
你很认真花很多时间祷告都是对的。
We spend a lot of effort and a lot of times in prayer, which is right.
禁食祷告也是对的。
Fasting prayer is correct.
但是都是对的，为什么我没有祷告，神不回应？
Since everything comes out to be correct, why doesn't God respond?
因为有一点不对。
But there is only one tiny, tiny point that is incorrect.
因为除了祷告之外，生活没有改变，所以祷告没有功效。
So you know, we do all prayers, yet in our life we do not change, so it doesn't bring. God doesn't listen to our prayer.
我们来看第七章。
Chapter 7, Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书第七章。
Zechariah chapter 7.
这个第七章的第一节一直到第七节。
Verses 1 through 7。
在讲以色列百姓禁食祷告。
It mentions about the fasting prayers of the Israelites。
看第四节。
Verse 4。
万军的神说，说的话就是临到我说，第五节。
Verse 5。
你要宣告国内的众民和祭司说，你们这个七十年在五月七日的禁食悲哀，岂是丝毫向我禁食吗？第六节。
Verse 6。
你们吃喝不是为自己吃喝自己喝吗？第七节。
Verse 7。
当以色耶路撒冷和四围的城有居民正兴盛南地高人居住的时候，神借着从前所宣告的话，你们不当听吗？这个主要这一段圣经在讲啊，你们虽然有禁食祷告这个形式。
And this verse tells us that even though that we have the formality of our fasting prayer.
但是神说你岂是向我禁食呢？
And when did you really fast for me?
你看那个尼尼微城。
Look at the city of Nineveh.
披麻蒙灰。
They put on ashes and put on sackcloth.
禁食祷告。
They fasted.
真正的悔改。
They truly repented.
祷告几天呢？神就赦免他们的罪。
After a few days of prayer, God forgave their sin.
所以我们在神面前的这个祷告要加上生活的改变。
So in the prayer that we offer, we need a change in our life.
哪一点我们不合神的旨意生活？哪一点要改变？祷告才会发生功效。
Whatever point of our deeds that doesn't resemble what God wants, we need to change. Then our prayer will be effective.
如果我们家庭生活
，in our family life,
有时候跟父母合不来。
And sometimes that we have amnesties with our family, with our parents.
有时候夫妻有问题。
And sometimes there are conflicts between the couples.
圣经说我们要先跟人和好，你祷告，神才会听我们祷告。
The Bible encourages us that we should be friends with our transgressions, then God will listen to our prayer.
如果我们的心充满着恨。
If our heart is filled with hatred.
每次到教会来，这个也讨厌，那个也看不顺眼，看到最后就是我自己最好。
And I don't like this, I don't like that, and eventually it ended up me as a better one.
恨是什么？
What is hatred?
恨就是黑暗。
Hatred is darkness.
因为恨就是没有爱。
Hatred means it doesn't possess love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以恨里面没有神。
So in hatred, there is no God.
所以如果我们心充满着恨，
if our heart is filled with hatred,
跟人合不来，
and we cannot be friends with others,
你跪下来祷告。
If we kneel down to pray,
你禁食祷告，
we fasted and pray,
可能不容易有什么体验。
You may not feel any change.
因为我们的心被恨充满，是在黑暗里面，神的光进不来。
Because hatred fills in our heart, the light of God cannot come into our heart.
那如果我们祷告要神蒙神垂听，
if our prayer wants to be listened by God,
要改变，
we need to change.
祷告之前感谢主和好，
and before the prayer, you befriend again with our
transgressors,
and you once again forgive them.
把这个所有别人的对我们的得罪什么都把它擦掉，像电脑那个 erase。
And it's just like the delete that we have in the computers to forgive everything.
那你开始改变了。
When you begin to change.
跪下来祷告。
And you begin to kneel down to pray.
神的光就进到里面。
The light of God will shine to you.
我们跟神的关系就建立起来。
And then we build up the relationship between God and us again.
所以祷告没有体验，不一定是因为祷告没有专心，不一定是没有禁食祷告。
A prayer that doesn't have effectiveness not because we do not have concentrations or we do not have goodness.
祷告没有体验，常常是因为没有改变。
If we do not feel the experience in our God in our prayers, because we most of the reasons is we do not change.
心思意念没有改变，生活没有改变。
Our thoughts and mind did not change. Our livelihood did not change.
如果我们愿意回转，
if we are willing to return,
我们的祷告是非常有力量。
Then our prayer will be effective.
因为神要回转向我们。
Because God wants to return to me.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 休息。
Amen. Take a break.